You're listening to the 7 Ball Breakfast Show with Andy Clark, Karen Clark, and the one that isn't related, Paul Ryan Alcock.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favourite fitness program, The Great British Breakfast. The easy way to start your day.
Guten Morgen.
Hello, meine Freundin. I don't know what language that was.
Yeah, I'm not sure, really. Yeah, good morning anyway. We're back.
We are.
Bit of a lastminute.com thing, because I had a stressful day yesterday and I couldn't be bothered. And then
I woke up early
and I thought, yeah, why not? We don't want to disappoint our millions of listeners.
No, we don't. That's right. And added bonus, I'm in the nice chair.
You're in the nice chair, so I can't see you, which is even better for
me. Yeah, I hide down there.
So what have you been doing, Paul?
Oh, busy old week. I think we both had busy weeks, haven't we?
Lots of work. Yeah, busy week.
And stuff. I had to go to that there in London.
London? Did you see
London
the king?
Tan. Mm. I hate London. It's too busy.
It's just the business.
It's people.
Of it. Yeah, it's the amount of them.
Everywhere.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And they stand in your way.
I have
no patience anymore with people.
No.
And you get these tourists. There's no point standing there because I've got off mic. But, and they walk down the middle of the pavement and then they stop and like look at a building. Like right in front of you.
What's that thing called where people are on their phones walking? Do you know what I do now? I stop and just stand there and wait for them to collide with me. And then I just go in their face, go, what don't you watch where you're flipping going?
Is there a
and then I get punched in the throat.
Is there a term for it then, people that are on their phone? Mind you, I do it.
Yeah, I do it as well.
I do it.
I do it. We all do it.
Yeah.
So we got no Karen today, so because I got up early.
She's in bed.
Yeah, she is in bed.
Can I go and get her?
Could do. Go and get into bed with her and say, oh, I'm not. You could do that. You could go and get into bed with her and say, oh, I've decided not to do the show.
Not to do the show.
And then put your arm around her.
See, don't worry about your husband. He's busy for an hour.
Well, she wouldn't know it was you anyway.
Of course she would.
Why would she? Only if she smelt your hair. Or
my
looked
muscles
at your...
and stuff.
Get lost.
Smelt my hair.
Exactly. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the ident now, so it's over to Music Bed.
Get in there.
Get in there. I wonder if Vanessa's listening today.
Dr. Wheeler.
Dr. Wheeler. So I've not seen Dr. Wheeler in the office.
I did notice on her social media she'd had some sort of flooding incident.
Oh, God, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, something like a burst pipe or something.
Oh, why didn't she call me? I could have gone and fixed it.
I think her neighbours helped out.
Did they?
Until a plumber can arrive.
Oh.
Apparently.
Well, there you go. Anyway, Dr. Wheeler, hello. Hello, Wheeler.
You'd
Doctor.
Had a long drive.
She said what?
You'd have had a long drive, wouldn't you, to fix a helper with that?
20 minutes.
Oh, is that all it is?
It's 20 minutes unless you try and come back when the accident was on Thursday night and it took Stuart 2.5 hours to get from Astick West to Gloucester. Filton to Gloucester.
It's nothing worse, is there?
Nothing worse than a badger.
Well, if Vanessa's only 20 minutes away, why don't she come and do the show?
Wouldn't hurt her, would it?
Because that's, like, not a long commute to work, is it?
Well, she could come and do it. She could come and sit in and she could be, like, part of the crew. She could sit there, face the wall, and be naughty.
I reckon she's...
She'd be really good.
Well, do you reckon she might be one of these all-mouth, no-trousers people?
Oh, like, God, she's definitely that.
Or larging it up. Then you stick her in front of a mic, she'd be like, hello, my name's Vanessa. And she'd go all, like, you know, wouldn't...
And everybody does, though, don't they? Because I did as well. When I went down and started off on Gloss FM... On the breakfast show in the morning.
Hang on, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I went. Used to go down and sit in with Matt Wood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how this started.
I didn't know that.
If it weren't for his dad,
Mr.
Wood, who worked at EE.
Okay.
And he kept saying to me, "You need to get on the radio. You've got." Because I used to just tell jokes and stuff lunchtime, and he was like, "You need to get on the radio because you're fantastic, much better than your mate that I don't know called Paul." But he said, "You need to just get on and do it." He said, "Why don't you go on and sit on my lad's breakfast show on at Gloss FM?"
Is that how it started?
That's how it started. Yeah,
Matt Wood.
Matt Wood's dad.
Yeah.
What was Matt Wood's dad's name?
Mr. Wood.
Yeah, but what was his name? George, Jeff, John.
Know.
Let's go through the alphabet. A for Apple.
This
no.
Is gonna be a long
B
one.
For Brian, Bert,
Are
no.
you friends with him on Facebook, Matt Wood?
Matt Wood? No, I don't think I am.
You could have a look and see.
Charlie, Dave
Dilbert. Wood. Gilbert Wood.
E.
Gilbert Wood.
F. F. G? Could be a G. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. I forgot his name. That's terrible, isn't it?
I don't think I ever knew that that's how you started out, yeah. Doing Gloss FM.
And I came back home and I just thought, there's a market for this. You know, Severn Sound's gone.
Yeah.
You've got Gloucester FM, which is one type of music.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And you thought, well, there's a gap here for a couple of idiots on a Saturday morning.
So I couldn't think of a name, so I just thought... I started looking, and I downloaded this Icecast server.
Yeah.
And then I got this, found the software, used the same software that Glyn was using on Gloss FM.
Okay.
Zara Radio.
Which we're still using.
No, that's Zara Studio, that's the paid one.
Okay.
But it's not, there's a new version now.
Okay.
And, so that's how it started, and I just started running it from my office on a little stream server, putting it out there.
Oh, before it went...
Yeah, and then I put an advert in the paper, Wanted... All I ever needed was a...
What? Presenters?
Wanted. I put an advert in the paper and I had a meeting at the... Was it the Legion or the Village Hall? I think it was the Legion.
What, for, like, interested parties?
Yeah, I just said, you know... And I was already on... I was already vice chairman of the parish council. And Caro I knew through that. And Ian said, you've got to do it. He was the chairman. He said, you've got to do it.
Wow. I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose I know. Well...
Why would you know?
I was going to say, we were on a break, but we weren't, because you'd done the recording in the studio when we'd done the album, hadn't you? By then.
Yeah, but we were over there then. This was June time.
Okay.
And I think it was Helen Miller, wasn't it, who said something about you.
I don't know.
Yeah, she said something about me.
It's about
the Legion. It was. There you go. Phil Meek. Phil Meek, your fix didn't work, by the way. It still cools, but it didn't seem to heat, so I'll just leave it.
Aircon.
Yeah, so you're having a bottle of wine.
Legions.
But it was the Legion. Thanks, mate.
Was Phil involved?
That's how Phil came along.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
So I didn't know Barry Kirby.
Oh, well,
I knew. I knew Caro. That was the only one. And Father Andrew, and that was it. And Father Andrew. No, I didn't know Father Andrew. And I ended up going to a police... review meeting at Waterwells.
Yeah.
And Father Andrew was the vicar, obviously was the vicar. And
yeah, in the cell, been arrested again.
And I sort of had a chat with him about it, and I wasn't too sure if he was on board or not. And
you'd have known he was into his dance and rave music.
Fantastic idea, Andy. It's a fantastic idea. I want to be involved.
Oh,
you can
brilliant.
Use the church in any way you need to. Just
illegal raves.
Yeah. So that's what we did. Put the antenna on, or aerial, because we're British, not American.
Yeah.
Put the aerial on the roof.
Yeah.
And then we went out driving. When we got the FM license, we went out driving all the way out to Stoke Orchard, all round by your place, all down there.
Pick it up.
And we could get the signal down Brilliant. There, no problem.
And that was 13 years ago?
2011.
2011. Wow. Mm. Wow, wow, wow. So was Phil doing his Radio Caroline at that point?
Yeah.
So he was absolutely the right bloke too.
Oh yeah, I mean he was really instrumental.
So how did he stick his nose? I mean, how did he get involved?
Well, he came along to the meeting and
just as an interested party that you hadn't met.
Yeah, and I remember having my tent up over there, my marquee tent.
Yeah,
and Barry Kirby came along and had a meeting and brought somebody called Emily. And we set up a CIC, which was a community interest company.
Brilliant.
Limited company by guarantee, not shares.
Yeah.
And went from there. It was South Gloucestershire Media CIC, it was called.
Well, excellent. And the rest is history.
I was the MD and the technical director, and then there was Fraser.
Yeah, because everybody had their, like, roles, didn't they? It was
Caro was the programming director.
Yeah.
Father Andrew was... I can't remember what Father Andrew was. And then, Vicar, maybe. And then Fraser was a copper. He was the communities and local engagement director, I think. Yeah, and it went from there, really.
I mean, it's amazing, really. It is amazing. I don't want to say nice things about you, but it is amazing. And then, like, when it sort of became difficult to become viable, and then here you are now in a purpose-built studio.
It's costing me money, though, and it's costing me money, really, which I haven't got.
Maybe we need to look at the business model.
Well, there ain't no business model, really.
Well, no, it's the banker Clark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is at the moment, which I can't afford.
What
was that?
It's probably somebody insulting me. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's my doorbell alarm. you know what? Sorry, it's a complete subject change. I get so cross with people like Royal Mail. Kerry's going, yeah, we tried to pick at your parcel, but there was nobody there. So, let me make a long story short.
Go on, just make it short, but make it long if you want.
Abort.
Oh, no, sorry.
So, my dear old dad, who can't really use his woodworking tools anymore, because he's not, be safe now, he's not quite safe to use it. Anyway, so, because my son is making guitars and doing a new job, I've got my dad's permission, and we've brought some of the tools back. Anyway, this...
You got your dad's permission for what?
To bring some of the tools over to my house to use.
Okay, that's very important.
It was very important. Anyway, saw wasn't working, so we bought another one, and I bought what I wanted to buy, the same model on that, so to sort of replace it. And it was a bit rubbish, basically. It was really odd. It looked like it had been used and boxed up and sent back. Anyway, they arranged for a courier, and then I got an email letter then saying, they tried to pick it up at 1207 Royal Mail Parcels.
Yeah.
But there was nobody there, couldn't there? Nobody there.
Was there someone there?
Yeah. I said, that's rubbish. And he said, well, they were quite insistent. I said, well, I've got CCTV cameras all over the place, and I've got a doorbell camera which shows me in the property going
They couldn't find the property. That's what it
was. Well, that's probably what it is. And they just gave up.
Yeah, I've had that with DPD. When I had exactly the same... What did you do about it, by the way?
I went back to him and I said, that's nonsense. I said, and I hope they're not charging you for trying to pick it up. I said, because if they are, then I'll send you the video evidence that shows I was in the house. Which they won't charge them, but...
No.
I wasn't... I got a bit of the clerks about me because I thought...
Oh, you got a clerky on. Clerky on.
I hadn't read this because I was here. I don't care what you say. I was here and I'm going to respond to your email that even though you come back and said they were quite insistent...
Yeah.
I'm going to respond to that. Even though they're going to pick it up on Monday, I'm going to respond to that and go, well, I don't care if they're insistent. I was here and I've got evidence I was here and there was nothing on my doorbell camera.
Yeah.
So I never know that.
No. Exactly.
Anyway, that annoyed me.
Exactly. And yeah, then, go on.
No.
Is that it?
But yeah.
So I had a problem with DPD whereby... DPD are normally really good, but when I had to send my work laptop back, there was a company that arranged a collection. They come and they basically open a briefcase and you put it in the phone.
Yeah.
And they take a photograph of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they give you a receipt for it.
Yeah.
And basically, 10 minutes before... 5 minutes after the time that they gave me, it said, sorry, we missed you. So I rang them up and said, well, what's this then? I said, because I've been here. I'm working from home.
Yeah.
And anyway, they said they couldn't get you. I said, fine, but I was here. So please don't insult me by saying, you missed me.
Yes.
You may have missed me, but I was here.
Yeah.
So I didn't miss you.
Yeah.
Anyway, three times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the last time they sent a photograph of the great green out there.
What? To show that they've been here?
Don't know, the church green.
Right, okay.
So I just rang them up and said, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm ringing the company. I said, I'm just letting you know now, I'm going to go to the company and tell them not to use DPD. You've caused me a load of stress that I don't need at the moment. And she said, well, if you just leave it... I said, no, I'm just telling you now, you won't be collecting this parcel. So it would have cost you money to come here, and you ain't getting any money for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell the company and provide all the evidence.
Yeah.
And then I took it to Birmingham and just gave it the guy back at BT.
I've got so much more sort of angry about this stuff. And the other thing that makes me laugh, so if someone's there, they need a picture of you with the parcel.
No, they're not allowed to take a photograph of your face.
Well,
I don't know why, because they can.
I never know what to do. What do you do? Do you like... I never know if she'd hold it up and like...
No, they give it you and then they say, hang on a minute, and then they take the photo.
And then they take the photo.
They're not... It's their policy not to put your face in it. And I don't know why.
That's
because,
really funny.
To be honest, maybe it's because you're on private property, but the rules around what you can and can't video are pretty almost... You can do what you like.
Right.
Especially in public. If anyone's in public... You can video
them.
Yeah,
they're fair game.
You don't need clearance.
Yeah.
You know, all this, Clarence. All these videos, Clarence, all these videos from these people going, I don't give you a... What are you doing with that video? I'm putting it on YouTube. Well, I don't give you permission. Yeah. I don't need your permission. Oh, yes, you do. You need me to say yes. No, I don't.
Yeah, if you're in a public place. I did read some of that when I did the drone exam thing that I did.
Yeah.
Because it's covered there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like filming. But it's interesting. Unless you're that bloke from Love Island who put that video up of his girlfriend and him.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
So, why was he not allowed to do that?
Well, because it's private. He recorded it secretly to start
with. Right, yeah.
Then she found it. And said, don't you dare ever show anybody this, because you do, don't you?
Yeah.
And
then he put it on...
If you did, that's what you'd say. And then he put it on his OnlyFans page and was making money out of it. So, quite understandably, she said, that caused me emotional distress.
He got 2 years, didn't he?
He did. He was completely without remorse, from what I heard. And apparently, the only thing I heard was as he was led down to the cells, he went, "Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend." He just didn't give a monkey's. So I was talking about it. I said, that is, some of these people, and I'm not generalising, are so publicity.
Yeah, but he ain't got any publicity now, is he?
Well, not for 2 years. No. Well, he'll probably be out after a year, won't he? But why would you?
I don't get that.
What part of you think, oh, I got a great idea. That video I took of my missus and me before we split up, that she's told me not to share, I'm going to stick that on my OnlyFans and get paid for it.
I mean,
great idea.
The logic is just a little bit flawed, isn't it? A little bit. It's a little bit flawed.
A little bit. So that video you and me, I've taken it down anyway. No, just
fine. Well, we were young. I needed the money, to be honest.
We'll split the cash.
Yeah,
we'll
that's fine.
Say no more about it.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, dear. I had a story for Phil Meek as well.
Go on, then.
So I was talking to McLeaner yesterday, Mike McLeaner.
Mike McLean.
Mike McLean.
Is that his name?
No, I wish it was.
Mike McLeaner.
I mean, like the bloke that was reporting when the fuel shortage was called Phil McCann, wasn't it?
Phil McCann.
That came up as a quiz question somewhere recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, I was talking, Phil, to McLeaner, and I was saying, oh, we're going to nip down to Essex for a bit, and it's quite nice down there, and we'll see Helen's family, and said, oh, yeah, that's where the Ross Revenge is there. I said, you know, the party. He went, is that still going?
Who said that?
McLeaner. Is it still going? I went, yeah, yeah. My mate Phil's is a presenter on it.
Pete. He owns it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and he said to me, oh, he said, I remember Radio Caroline. When I was a kid, he said, I used to sneak my little radio into my bedroom and listen to Radio Caroline under the covers so that my mum and dad wouldn't hear me.
We got any old jingles of
and
Radio
And he used to listen
Caroline.
To Phil when he was...
Did he?
No, I made that bit up.
How long's Phil been on there? Was he on there?
1924, I think, Phil started.
Was it during the first...
The Phil Meek Hour.
Yeah, during the first war.
It's Chumley Warner.
Let's see if we can get a radio
I think
Caroline.
From what Phil's told me, he started off by just helping out on the ship, didn't he? Like, hanging around. Doing maintenance and chores. And gradually got his way into it, which is a great way to do it.
So have a listen to this, then. I don't know what it's like, to be honest. But let's just click on it and
Phil
see.
Phil must have some.
Yeah, you'd think he would, wouldn't you?
It's quiet, isn't it?
Today, this is 199 Radio Caroline.
319 Radio Caroline. C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E. Caroline.
That's,
Think Crosby, Quo and Boney M.
Yeah.
It's Sunday on Radio Caroline International, and for the next 3 hours, we present the American Hot
Blood Record, don't they?
Yeah.
Caroline.
Is there any new ones?
I don't know. I can't remember if I've heard jingles on Phil's show.
Who's that?
This is Caroline 3-1-9.
Oh, I like that one.
Radiophonic workshop,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
How long is this video?
A quarter of an hour.
Caroline, sure shot.
Why don't we just nick some of these and pretend we're on Radio Caroline?
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Caroline Flashback.
They like their overmodulation,
don't they?
A bit of compression there.
Very dated.
To the circles of your mind. A new force is at work for planetary
training. You need to visit that ship. You'd absolutely love it.
Let's put it on.
Caroline, the sound of the nation.
Caroline,
what's that?
The sound of the land.
Who were the DJs first on there?
Tony Blackburn. There was quite a few famous DJs. Phil, are you still listening? Wasn't Alan Freeman, wasn't he?
I thought Kenny Everett and all that was on there
as well. I think they were. I shall Google famous Radio Caroline.
Oh, I just coughed into the mic, sorry.
Rate. Caroline.
Rate. Late. Rate. Late.
DJs.
DJ in the house. Phil... You might
come
do.
Up. Right. So, I don't know some of these people. Chris Carey.
No.
He broadcasted as Spangles Muldoon.
That's a great name, isn't it?
Who were the DJs in the 60s? There must have been some famous people. Kid Jensen. Helen said. Oh, yeah, Kid Jensen. He went on to Radio 1. I'm sure... I'm sure Tony Blackman, Tommy Vance. Oh, here you go, here you go. Tony Blackburn, Simon D, Tony Prince, Johnny Walker, Dave Lee Travis, Tommy Vance, and Emperor Roscoe.
Yeah.
There you go, there's a few famous names. And Kid Jensen.
David Lee Travis, Tony Blackburn, yeah.
I think Tony Blackburn still does podcasts.
Radio Caroline DJs, including Dave Lee Travis and Tony Blackburn, were photographed at Walton Police Station in Essex after their ship ran aground in 1966.
Oh, my word.
Let's have a look at that.
So you're in good company. Phil's in good company, isn't he, really, being a DJ? I'd love to do a show on Caroline.
Was it my mate? Oh, yeah, it's a load of photos on there.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You should visit the boat. It's a long way away. Honestly, you'd love it. You'd just be like...
Maybe when Phil goes again, we could go with him. If we stay down there or something and get a hotel and whatever happens.
Yeah, well, obviously, Helen's family's just up the road. I don't know if Phil... I think he goes to the supporters group, I think he said.
Oh, does he?
I don't know when he last went to the boat, because it's quite a long way from here. It's a good 4.5-hour drive.
Yeah, God, yeah. How long did it take to fly?
Oh, well, 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
How far off? It's in a dry dock now, isn't it?
No. It's in the estuary at the river... Oh, I can't remember the river.
I wonder why they're doing that, then.
You get a boat out to it. Boat's only 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It was brilliant. You'd love it.
I know, I would love it.
A lot of work to keep that thing maintained. I think they were trying to raise money to get it back into dry dock.
Yeah, I was going to say, why wouldn't they?
It's got a dodgy bottom.
Has it?
That's the boat, not Phil.
laughing. It's a good minute. Isn't it great, isn't
yeah.
it?
What a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
My phone keeps buzzing.
Yeah, just do something with it, because I'll keep hearing it, and it's annoying.
I don't know what I've
Is
done.
Is it your fans? Or your only fan, Helen?
No, it's Helen. It's off Mersey Island, yes.
Mersey right. Island?
Mersey Island.
Is that other island, what's the one that at low tide you can drive to it, and that's the only way you can get to it?
I think that is...
No, it's not.
OC?
OC, yeah. Is that near...
Oh, that's the one they made... Yeah, they're all close.
They made that TV programme. I haven't finished watching that yet.
Oh, that's a few years ago.
Yeah,
like a really mysterious one where they go on holiday.
Who's the Cockney guy who's in the first series?
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah. He played Alfie.
Like a mystery thing. Is it where the woman takes her two children on holiday?
Yeah, that's the second series. The first series had... Who was the guy who played Alfie? The second one, not Michael Caine. The English guy.
He was in EastEnders.
Was he?
No, sorry, I thought that's what he said.
Alfie.
I don't know.
He played in the film, Alfie.
What's it all about?
Yeah.
Alfie.
It's the English. Oh, I bet Helen knows.
She's taking the mickey out of me now.
Good.
So we walked round Mersey Island.
Yeah.
It's about 14 miles, all the way around the coast, the whole lot, right? It was a nice walk. And we sat down in a picnic spot
near
the coast. And on the sign, it said Mersey Island. Underneath, I said, oh, is that the Roman name for it? Cosbua. Was that what this island was called? And she went, what are you on about? I said, well, look, over there, Mersey Island, Cosbua. She's like, you've been stupid. I went, no, was that the Roman name for it? Cosbua. She said, no, you idiot, that's the postcode, COSBUA or something, COS5BUA.
Well, on a sign?
It was on a sign, it said Mersey Island, picnic site, and then the postcode was underneath it. And I didn't read it very well, and I thought it was the Roman name for Mersey Island, Cosbua. So, obviously, she's decided to still remind me of that at every available opportunity.
Was it COS5BUA?
It was COS5BUA. I think it might be an 8UA.
Oh,
anyway.
He's an idiot. Fair play, Ellen. I don't know how you put up with him.
I'm an idiot, really. Just Law. I don't know what I
mean. That's him, Jude Law.
Oh, Jude Law.
Yeah.
Oh, not Just Law.
No, who said Just Law?
That was Helen. Jude Law.
Jude Law,
so
yeah, she's right. Yeah,
he was in it.
He was in the first series. And some weird... He goes to stay in this house and some weird stuff happens. But you don't know... It's a little bit like... Servant currently on Apple TV.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
So you don't know if she's evil, but you're getting to the stage where you know what the crack is now.
Okay.
I cancelled my Sky as well. Because it's 61. This is my story, right?
Okay.
You sat down? You sat down for Andy Clark's story on 7FM. So I rang him up. Hello. And I literally got this guy, lovely guy, I just expected him to say, "I'm calling from your bank." He just, he was a really nice guy. He was a lovely guy. And he just said, "You know the price is going up to £67. I said, "Well, it won't be for me." "Okay, well, that's the price is going up from £61.10 to £67. I said, "Yeah, it's not. I'm not paying that."
Okay.
So he went, "Oh, right, okay. So let me put you through..." So he said, "Well, I can do... If you sign up for 2 years, I can do it for £62.
Oh, you get better than that.
And I went, "Yeah, but I'm paying £61.10 now." He said, "Yeah, but it's going up to £67. I said, "Yeah, I know, but you can't do that. I can't have that."
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, you got Netflix with us, which is £12, and that gives you the family thing." And then... So anyway, he basically said, he transferred me to a Welsh guy, really nice guy again.
Yeah.
And he said, "So I can get it down to about £60 and I said, he said, "It's because you've got all the three boxes." And I went, "Yeah,
you still got multi-room."
Yeah. So I've cancelled it from the big end of the month, but I'm now thinking, now if I get rid of Netflix and pay for it myself, that's the tenner.
That's what I do.
That saves £2, because we don't need four licenses anymore.
No, because there's no, yeah.
And also, if I get rid of the two boxes, I wonder what that would go down to.
They're about a tenner each a month, I think, the boxes.
Yeah, if they are, then...
So they halved my price last year when I said I
want to get rid of it. Yeah, they halved mine as well, but I think now they can't... because I've got the boxes, they can't do anything about that. So yeah. I might ring them back up today and just say it was going to be cancelled. Because we don't use the boxes.
No.
And I've got Google Chrome I can put in, Google TV I can put in the kitchen.
And I think you can watch Sky on your mobile devices as well.
Yeah.
In other rooms. So you don't need the other boxes. If like, Emily wants to watch it on a telly, she might. Yeah. But if she wants to watch it on a tablet, then... So, yeah, that saved me some money.
I might... but then, because he said, "Well, if you want just to record normal, a free view, that's £15 a month."
Yeah, just
and
for
just
the box
thought,
of the
I'll just
interface.
Go and buy. I'll just go and buy one.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We haven't watched Sky. I haven't watched the Sky channel for. I can't remember the last time.
Oh, really? See, I like the Sky interface.
Yeah, I do as well.
But now we've got this new TV. A lot of the apps that I was using through Sky, it's actually quicker just to press a button on the remote
TV,
on the TV,
exactly.
And it comes straight up.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, they are known for their. They're supposed to be one of the best for haggling, being able to haggle down, Sky.
He said, "What price have I got to do it for?" And I said, £30. He went, "I can't because of the other boxes." And I should have said, "Well, what if I get rid of them other boxes? What can you
yeah,
do?"
Yeah, I got rid of mine. That immediately knocked £10 or £11 off.
What, one?
Yeah, I just had one box, and it was in George's room, and he never watched it. He only ever watched Netflix anyway. And as you say, you've got like Chromecast and stuff that you can use for other stuff. So.
It's a shame that nobody's written a application to go on a Raspberry Pi, isn't it?
Funnily enough, we've got a Raspberry Pi, an experimental one from the BBC at home at the moment, where they were testing a new broadcasting service.
Hang on a minute. So it's £15 a month,
yeah,
and then for the facility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you add the stuff on you want. So I think I've got the... what's they call it? The entertainment? I can't remember.
So what are you paying?
30 something a month. But as I said, we got rid of the boxes. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do then.
Yeah, worth haggle. Worth haggle.
Yeah, I might give him a ring back and
have
just
you
say,
still got... You had Disney Plus as well. Have you still got that?
No, I don't. No, I have, but I'm using someone else to give me a code for it.
Oh, because that's £8 as well, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
It does add up. And it's Apple. How much is Apple TV?
I don't think I pay for that.
Is that included? So I keep getting a thing through O2 where it says 6 months of Apple TV free on us. But it's too much. I got enough to watch.
If it's free, why wouldn't you have it? There are some good things on Apple TV.
Because the reason I won't, so we got Amazon Prime anyway, but we hardly ever watch. We watch Clarkson's Farm.
That's great.
But we never really watch that.
Sorry for him, actually, at the end of that.
He's just been voted Britain's sexiest man.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
He can't be, can he?
He has. That's like I think me and you must be just below him on the list. If
well,
that's,
yeah,
that's the standard.
Hey, you're a medicine guy, aren't you?
As well.
What's that bone there? And it, if I touch it, it's agony. But doesn't hurt if I do any of that.
Is it a bone or is it a gristly lump?
It's, I don't know. It just hurts when I touch it. It's sore. The other side's fine. It's not RSI. I haven't got RSI, have I?
You might have. What would you get that from?
I used to have a... Is that a Ford Escort or RSI?
You mean that bone there?
Hang on. Come here.
You haven't got a ganglion, have you? No, no. Is that just the way you're sitting? Because I've got a ganglion. Well, actually, it's gone.
Oh, I got one there. Yeah, there.
That's like a gristly lump.
Yeah, that's fine. I got that. I deal with that. That's, if I go out logging or anything like that.
Logging?
No, not...
Oh.
No.
I hope the process is working properly.
Yeah. I just noticed the other day I pressed it and it was agony.
I don't know. It's probably...
I could go to the vets around the corner.
Probably terminal.
Oh, I haven't been on the internet.
Oh.
And looked it up.
I had the conversation with Helen, so this is probably not breakfast time discussion, but I've had a tiny bit of tummy trouble.
No, a bit of tummy trouble.
A bit of tummy trouble, sir. And I don't know what's normal, so I've Googled stuff.
Right.
And it could be anything from, like, bowel cancer to just someone I'm eating.
Yeah.
So we had the whole, Helen, like, said, well, maybe you should go to the doctor. Nah,
you don't want to do that. You don't want the doctor.
I don't want to go to the doctor. Because what I'm worried about is it'd be like, oh, yeah, I have to go for all these tests. I'd rather die, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Well, you wouldn't, though, would you? Because that's why you don't want the test, because you don't want to die.
Well, it's a bloke thing, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We don't, unless it's fallen off or stopped working or you can't feel it anymore, you don't go to the doctor, do you?
I got this thing on my nose and I'm adamant it's something horrible. And then it goes down, then it comes back up, then it goes down. So I put some Wartner on it. And then within 2 minutes, I was like, oh my God, that's killing me. So I tried to rub it off.
It's like acid.
And it just went all white.
You've got to be really careful. It's like killing your skin.
I know.
I don't know. That's just your wrist bone, isn't it?
Your wrist bone's connected to your...
arm bone.
Hang on. Let's have a look. So it's a shame Dr. Wheeler's not on because she would know. I could maybe if she's in the office on Monday, I could have a quick medical with her.
Do you keep going and say, would you have a look at this? She's like, what, again?
Yeah, it could be. Let's have a look. So, wrist.
Yeah, Helen's right. She did ignore a broken arm for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Wrist.
In fact, that's the second woman I know that has ignored a broken bone. My friend Kate at work had a skiing accident. And then was at work, she was like, oh, my arm, I've had this really bad fall. I said, do you need to go to the hospital? Nah, it'll be all right. 3 weeks later, I'm like, you go to the hospital, it's still hurting you.
Yeah.
Next day, she's going, yeah, broken.
Really?
Yeah. Same with Helen's arm, broken. They're hard, women.
Bench press.
What is? What are you looking at now?
I'm looking at wrist pain outside. Right, here, I've got a thing here.
You've identified the bone.
It's the, hang on, it's little finger. It's the ulnar zone.
Oh, that.
Dorsal wrist back.
Right, that's type of fish, isn't it?
So it's the ulnar zone.
Here you go.
Pain in ulnar. Pain in lung. No. Pain in ulnar side of wrist.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, ulnar.
Some causes of ulnar wrist pain include, arthritis.
Oh, no. See, now you've got arthritis. It's not worth it. Just put it down. Step away from the phone.
What is ulnar wrist pain? Take anti-inflammatory medication such as naproxen or ibuprofen or Neurostenol.
Yeah.
Changing your hand's position during repetitive motions.
Yeah. Which hand
surprised
is it?
I ain't got any left one. No, because I'm...
Is it your left one?
No, it's the right one.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
No, but...
It's from typing and writing.
I think it probably is from computing. Hello?
Yeah. We are getting old.
You are. You're getting old.
I've got, tennis elbow.
Have
that's kind of gone, but that's still...
Is that from playing the guitar?
I get in my car and I go to put my rucksack on the seat and it's like, oh, that hurts.
It don't hurt now.
Oh, it's come out. It's fallen off.
Hey, that's weird. It stopped. Oh, there. It's just in there.
We need to get you to a doctor.
But I got nothing, no other pain, and I'm still running my three... I'm only doing 3 kilometres a week now, not pushing it.
I did run, not yesterday, because I'd had tummy trouble and I didn't think it was the right thing to do. Oh, don't. Sorry. No. It's not funny.
Nurse!
Idiot.
Nurse!
Oh, that's Derek and Clive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we better not go down that road. I did run last Friday. I did 2.1 miles. And it was all right, actually. I quite enjoyed it. And it didn't hurt me. And I wasn't, like, dying. So I was going to go out yesterday, but as I said, bit of tummy trouble, and I thought...
See, I literally, all I do, this is my exercise a week. So obviously, walking from the train station to the assembly,
yeah,
that's exactly half a mile.
Okay.
Now, when I am with the hangers on, I bomb it. And okay, I can
power
do it
walking
from Temple Meads to the assembly in 6 minutes.
Okay.
But then it takes 3 minutes to get out of the station. When you get off the train,
yeah,
it takes 3 minutes,
yeah,
walking quick,
yeah,
to get out of the station, which I'm like, really? That's true. So then it took 6 minutes to get from Temple Meads the back way out,
yeah,
to the assembly along the, well, they call it a floating arbour. I don't know what other types of arbour there are. Like the non-floating arbour.
A sunk arbour.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. So I do that twice a week.
Okay.
So that's a mile. I do a mile on a Monday.
Yeah.
I then do a kilometre on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I do a mile on a Wednesday.
Why and the mix of metric and imperial there?
Because I measure, the watch measures walking in miles.
Oh, right.
And okay, the running machine, I've got it set to K.
Right.
But I should change it. I don't know if I can change it to miles.
I'm sure you can.
Because if I can, then I probably would do a mile.
Yeah.
I used to do 1.6 kilometres, which is a mile, isn't
it? And you do your weights, don't you?
Yeah, I do the weights.
You do your cross trainer as well?
No, I don't, because there's no need, I don't think, if I'm running and waiting.
No, probably not.
And walking.
Yeah. So my aim is, so I do my cross trainer twice a week, I do my weights twice a week, and I either try and run or walk on one day if I can.
Yeah. My aim is to get down to 12 and a half stone, and I'm 13, well, this morning I was 13.4.
When was the last time there was a 12 in front of your weight that you can remember?
Well, briefly... The year before last, briefly, for like a day.
Oh, you did? Is that when your arm fell off?
Yeah, that's yeah, it, when I left my wallet at home. But I think this what I'm doing now is working.
Yeah.
The only danger of having the, erythritol, apart from it killing you, apparently.
Yeah,
but to be honest, it's like, it naturally occurs in your body anyway.
Okay.
And it's one study.
So we should clarify this, because you read a study, didn't you?
Yeah.
Having been...
I can find it.
Taking the... what's it called? Erythritol.
I don't know how you... Let me see how you pronounce it.
It's complicated. Anyway, so you've read this study that said it can be really dangerous, it can kill you, and now you've got... You know what to do with the 15 kilograms of the stuff you bought.
Well, I've bought the... I'm making food this weekend.
Yes. I'm going to do something this weekend. I need to make some more bread. So I make a loaf of that low GI bread that you gave me the recipe for every week. And
it's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's really nice. Doesn't toast very well, but it's really nice.
There's toast.
I think it tends to steam a lot. But I'm also making normal bread for other people, because my son loves some bread, you know, normal bread. It's nice in the bread maker. It doesn't have to make the house smell nice as well.
It does, doesn't it?
Let's have a listen.
What's this?
Oh. Well, that didn't work.
You don't want to upset people by playing that, do you?
What?
Is this a documentary on erythritol lamps going to kill you?
No, I'm pronouncing the word.
Oh, sorry. I thought you had found the documentary.
Oh, God. This is just... Let's put that back up.
Yeah. So, anyway, we know...
Go on, keep going.
It's a fake sweetener, but it's naturally occurring, we reckon. As is things like stevia, which is what I normally try and have.
Oh, I'm not playing with this site.
No, not having it?
No, I'm not having it. Oh, I can use Google Translate.
Oh, there you go. Jaws has said race week. Was that just relaxing? I don't know. Oh, right, sorry. Yeah, that was, she's answering a mess from yesterday. I'm getting muddled.
Here you go.
Go on.
Erythritol.
Erythritol.
Who?
Erythritol.
There you go. Let's try once more.
Erythritol.
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 Oh yeah, erythritol. Also, it's spelled how it's spelled. It's said how it's. But
yeah, it's a bit like, I remember Jeremy Clarkson saying that to somebody on Top Gear, and he went, "And do you say aluminium or do you say aluminum?" And he said, "I say aluminum. How do you say it?" And he went, "How it's spelled." But actually, it was initially aluminum.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I think we changed it to aluminium.
Oh.
Because there are two ways of saying it. This actually's got... It's an alloy.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, let me just... what was it? Erythritol.
Erythritol.
Yeah, let's have
I feel like we've ended up in Word Corner this morning.
So, let's have a quick look. Healthy sweetener or big fat lie? Erythritol is a sugar alcohol used... Oh, no. Hang on, let me just find that news about erythritol. Here you go. A study suggests, and again, a study...
Suggests is the key word.
Yeah, a study suggests, and it is a study, and it's just suggests.
Where did you read this? Daily Star or The Sun?
Stacey told me about it at work. And I didn't really know what I'm doing.
You're best not to read it, because it's all, you know, a study suggests doesn't mean anything.
No, it don't.
If there's scientific proof...
Oh.
And then, the trouble is with all this stuff is that, and like the government do it, they change their advice, don't they?
Here we go. A study suggests possible link between sugar substitute and heart issues. Experts say don't panic. Recent findings underscore the need for more research into artificial sweeteners. In a study published in the journal Nature Medicine on Monday.
Okay.
Researchers reported links between the popular zero-calorie sugar substitute, erythritol. Is that it?
Yeah.
And increased risk of cardiovascular events, including heart attack and stroke. The sweetener, which is often added to many low or zero-calorie foods and drinks, is just one of many sugar substitutes researchers have called into question in terms of their long-term safety risks.
Okay.
So, I think the don't panic thing's quite... I'm reading
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, I'm reading that now. I'm reading that. But today, I'm going to be making chocolate.
Nice.
And I put... it's 100 grams of cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a kilo of it. So
yeah, I thought it smelled like white chocolate.
Yeah, and then I've got a load of chocolate cocoa powder.
Yeah.
And then it all comes from the cocoa bean, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 1.5 a day.
Yeah, and then I'm going to put some erythritol in it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to add some zero-calorie... I'm going to put some chopped-up nuts in it.
Yes.
I think I made them too small last time. And then I'm going to put some salted caramel sweetener in it.
Oh, nice.
So I'm looking forward to that.
You also get some chocolate moulds.
I have.
Have you got some now?
Proper ones. Yeah. I've got chocolate bar moulds.
Oh, yeah, they're like the rubbery ones that you
yeah,
then...
And yeah, and I've also got... They've got, like, little pictures, stars and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, I've got some. We got loads. They're quite nice.
They're £5 from Amazon.
Yeah, very cheap.
Yeah.
Very cheap indeed. Speaking of Amazon, so we... this is a sign of age... I get really cold in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I go to bed cold, my feet just don't warm up.
Oh, I had that the other week.
It's horrible. So I've got Raynaud's disease. I've looked that up.
Oh, yeah. Of course you would have.
Anyway, I said, I'm going to have to admit defeat in, like, maybe buy an electric blanket. Now, it's partly my own fault. We've got the summer duvet on and I don't own pyjamas and I let the window open. So I'm not helping myself.
Do you have the window open
yeah,
in this weather?
Yeah.
What does Helen think of that?
She's fine.
Oh.
I can't sleep with the window shut. I feel claustrophobic. I need some fresh air. Anyway, bought this electric blanket.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Even in the depths of winter, even in that bitterly cold winter we had not long ago, I had the window open. Not like wide gaping open, just a couple of inches.
You've got issues.
Yeah, I know. I like fresh air. And it's funny because when I was a kid, my dad forced us to have the windows open and we used to hate him for it. It's like, Dad, freezing. Like, no, you can have the windows open because fresh air is good for you. And I've turned into my dad now, basically.
Yeah, they do say you despise your parents until you become them.
Until you become them. Anyway, electric blanket. Put it on. It's quite a nice one. It's got dual controls. You can be
Jules controlled.
Jules controlled.
You can control yeah, Jules with
control
it.
Control Jules from the electric blanket. And Helen had gone to bed and I was late. And she said, oh, I'll put it on for you. I'm like, oh, lush. Got in. The heat started about my knees and stopped at my shoulders.
Oh.
And all where my feet were... There's no heat in that bit. So I've either put it on upside down.
What, just put it down lower down?
I can't because it's on a fitted sheet. It's like fitted.
You didn't do your research, did you?
I know, but it's Amazon, so that might have to go back.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing about Amazon because you could basically just send anything back. And there's no quibbling, which I like.
Yeah.
So the electric blanket has not quite been the success.
No.
But the crap thing about British weather is... I had two duvets. I've got some button-together duvets, so you can either have a 10
yeah,
tog, a 4 tog, or a 14 tog.
Oh, Karen's... We got one of them.
They're great. So it was too hot 2 weeks ago, so I said I've got to get rid of this thick duvet, so I've got the 10 tog, and then last week I've been freezing.
So have you got a teddy bear blanket?
No.
Oh, you need to come and feel our teddy bear blanket. Karen's in it at the moment.
Yeah, all right, yeah. But is that just a very soft and cuddly blanket?
It's basically like...
Like a fleecy, warm
very
fleece.
Much like a fleecy,
like fur, like animal
like,
fur.
Yeah,
yeah.
you get into it and it's instantly, you're not cold. Whereas if you get onto a cotton sheet, it's cold. So we've got a brushed cotton sheet, which is not as cold, and we've got this blanket thing on top.
Oh, my
duvet,
God.
And it's lovely.
You just tuned in, you're listening to The Bedding Hour here on 7FM. Yeah, sign of age. That and pottering in your garden. Pottering is a sign of age.
I don't potter. What's pottering?
Well, pottering, right... Yeah, I reckon you do.
I don't potter.
Potter is you, like, wander around. You've got to have flower beds and vegetables, and then you've got to stand on your hips and look at stuff and then maybe pick your dead leaf off.
No, I don't do that.
That's pottering.
God, no, I don't do that. That's a waste of time. You could be doing some, you know, constructive.
Your gardening's more brutal, though, isn't it? It's like machine-based, like rotavators and tractors.
It is, really. It needs to be.
Clark's Farm.
Yeah, I was...
There's another spoof.
Oh, of what?
Clarkson's Farm.
Clark's
Farm.
Clark's Farm.
You could have a little spoof. You could have a little tractor that you got.
I have got a tractor.
I know.
Don't worry.
That'd be ace.
What, when can you not cut edges again?
I think it might be too late. End of February, I think. I think. Does anyone know? It's all too complicated. I'm getting muddled up. Oh, Jules. So Jules is obviously not listening because she's sending me a message related to something from last night. So it was World Book Day, wasn't it? So all the parents had to send their children to school dressed as a character. So that is little Tabitha that dressed as a chick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I bet you tried that on, Jules. Send us a picture of you in that. Oh, bless. She's obviously not listening.
Who?
Oh, apparently the electric blanket update, I had it on upside down. Oops. I wonder why my head was so flipping hot. I had it on upside down then. So the cool bit, which should have been at the top, was at the bottom.
So it's the 1st of March, so I've missed it.
You have. You're right. I think you can do it outside those times if you check for nesting birds.
Yeah, well, we do that.
So if you nip out and just go, any birds nesting?
Any birds any nesting? Birds? Come on, nesting birds.
And then if they don't say... me, then just crack on, really.
Yeah.
I would. Did you not... I've done my hedges.
I haven't.
I had them done... Well, I can't remember. With the man with the tractor.
I've done the one at the back.
I did message man with the tractor and say, do you go as far as Hardwick?
Yeah.
Friends, and he never replied, actually.
Oh, fair enough.
Next time I speak to him, when he delivers me some logs, I'll say... Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
But yeah.
And also they do a good job with the tractors.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, what episode are you up to on Clarkson Farm, then?
I finished it.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good.
I don't like him, but also in the series I felt a bit sorry for him.
Yeah, well, I did. And also, you can tell that he's, you know, when he says stuff, he's acting, isn't he? He doesn't mean it. The fact, you know, he couldn't kill that cow.
Yes.
Oh, did you know that or not?
Yes, I've watched it all.
So, he couldn't kill the cow.
No.
He got upset when, he's a softie. It's just that he's created a persona of being an idiot and saying what he thinks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, a lot of what he says, people think, they just wouldn't say it.
Yeah. And did you get the impression that he was generally being picked on by the council?
Yeah, I did. I did, because other farms in the area got similar things.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let him put a track, would they, through his farm? Which seemed a bit... I don't know. I mean, I did say, we were watching, I said to Helen, well, obviously we're only seeing one side of it. But it does make you think, oh, that seems a bit unfair.
And they made him close that restaurant, didn't they, the one he opened?
Yes. But if you had suddenly had a big restaurant open next to you, we'd probably be the same, going, oh, there's flipping traffic. You'd probably get... Would it upset you? It's NIMBYism, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, but to be honest, it's like Ardwick. You can do what you like. Well, you know, they've got a load of... if you stand out here, you can hear a hum where there's some device over in the farm they're using to... store electricity stuff that they're doing around here.
Oh.
You know, they're putting loads of houses here next door. It's the thing, you can do what you like in Hardwick.
Yeah.
I nearly sent him a letter and said, just move to Hardwick, mate. Just move to Hardwick. They just allow anything here. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, it has changed a lot, hasn't it, Hardwick? But we've got to that age now. It was over in Brockworth, where I'm obviously from.
Yeah.
And over in Tesco's, and I went, this was an airfield when I was a kid. It was where the Gloucester Aircraft Company were
GTE.
Based.
GTE.
Yeah.
Well, I become Gloucester Train Estate, didn't it? Oh, I got a bit of a throg in my throat.
Oh, no, it's not your... No, that's just a cough. You haven't got postnatal drip.
No. I was a bit chesty yesterday. I was in the office and one of the guys there had a bit of a cold and I thought, then I hope I don't get it.
Mm. That's the trouble with being in the office, isn't it? Spreading
germs.
Well,
it's the train as well. It's like a Petri dish, the train, isn't it?
It is, yeah. A Petri dish.
Yeah.
I heard that phrase for a while.
But then, to be honest, I used to go all the time on there, and I don't know.
If Vanessa was sitting in front of you, she'd been posting on Facebook going, there's some bloke behind me with a really annoying cough.
Yeah.
Eating crisps.
Yeah. In my face.
Yeah, in my face. Because I did have to apologise. She posted that the other day. I said, look, I've got to apologise. I was on the train back from Manchester, and I had to have some dinner. I was starving, so I bought.
What did she say?
She said, that's fine.
There you go.
She said, that's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah. So what are you up to this weekend, then?
I might do another test with my live stream. I've got a little mixing desk I've got now, like £50 off Amazon.
Yeah, I've watched that. I am quite suspect what you're doing.
Well, I'm just testing. The idea is I'm going to go up the airport, in the cafe next to the airport, and do a live stream from there.
Right.
So I had a dodgy. I went and bought a tripod, £39 from Amazon, from Argos.
Yeah.
The good thing about Argos is you order it and then go and collect it.
Yes.
None of this waiting line.
Yeah. Even though the next day.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really good. So I went and bought this tripod and I used it in the studio to do a film one day last week. One lunchtime, James Golden came round, and it was all right for static. But when I was trying to move the camera on it, it was like bending. So I just thought, this ain't no good. So I took it back. They'd reduced it to £30, actually, but I took it back. And they gave me a refund. And I'm looking around, and I found this tripod on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, I went and bought a table.
Right.
Brand new table.
Right.
Stand-up camping table for... It was £30, and we said, will you take 25? She said, yes. We went and got it from Dursley.
Right.
So I got the table, and then Karen... Then we were looking for tripods. Karen loves going on Marketplace. She's a...
Yeah, you've got... Yeah, yeah.
So, found this tripod on there. And I thought, that's a smart tripod with a fluid head.
Oh, right. So smooth.
Yeah. So I looked at how much it was. And they were like £230.
Blimey.
And this bloke wanted £30 for it. So I just messaged him. Whereabouts are you? Cricklade. I went... This was on Tuesday night, I think it was. I said... It was 7:45.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be with you by 8:25. So I just got in the car, drove to Cricklade, got it. And it's mint.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's a proper heavy duty tripod. I've got another one, which I paid £180 for. So I got that one and I've got the other one. So I've got three decent tripods.
Why don't you get Helen to nick some stuff from the BBC, like a proper camera?
Yeah, well, I don't think she would you? I mean, I wouldn't, would I? I don't, a stupid question statement asked would to me. Yeah, but Ellen, if you can, that'd be great. So I've done that. I've got a video switcher, HDMI video switcher.
Okay.
Which I had a problem with it last week, so I think I've gone to 30 frames a second now. So I've gone to NTSC.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because the laptop was 60 frames a second. All the other cameras were 50 frames a second. And I didn't know if there was any... When switching the cameras, there was a flick.
Okay. So this is so you can... What, do you want to live stream from the airport then? To the planes?
Planes taking off and landing.
Okay.
A bit like big jet TV.
Right. Yes.
Little jet TV.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's to do with that. Is that just for a bit of fun? It's not like a commercial?
No. Just going to do it and live stream it on the Phobic Flyer. What I'm doing as well is I've downloaded all of my videos from the Phobic Flyer.
Yeah.
In the original quality they were uploaded.
Okay.
You can do that on Facebook, on YouTube. I didn't know you could.
Okay.
890 gigabits of... So just under a terabyte of video.
Crikey.
And I'm going to move the ones that aren't to do with manned aviation.
Yeah.
So I'll leave the flight sim ones on. I'm going to move them all over onto my other YouTube channel I've just set up called Andy S. Clark.
Okay.
That's my handle.
Oh, right. Got you.
Please subscribe.
Well,
please subscribe.
Yeah, I will.
Can all of you listeners, millions of people out there, can you just subscribe to my other YouTube channel, please? It's the handle is Andy S. Clark.
Is that that's a new channel?
Yeah.
All right.
It's got a picture of me dressed with me high visibility jerking on.
So where is all the stuff like with you on The Big Breakfast? Is that on another channel?
Well, what I'm going to do is I made the mistake of I deleted the videos of the interviews I did because I did a load of audio videos.
Yeah.
Just put a photograph of the person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what I should have done is just made them unlisted because you delete your views. So I've moved those over to the new channel.
Okay.
and I'm going to move all the other ones over to the new channel, but I'm going to unlist the other ones, so they're still there and they still keep the views.
Okay.
But they won't be, you won't be able to find them.
No, unless you send the link.
No, directly. But then the other ones will advertise, so you should be able to find them on the other.
Got you.
Because one of the drone videos I did, it's got like 24,000 views.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
So I didn't know whether to leave the drone stuff on there or not. So drones, flight sim, and manned aviation.
Well, that's all kind of aerial related, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe I will leave the drone stuff on there then.
Speaking of drones, my friend was on the Digging for Britain the other week with Alice Roberts.
Oh, wow.
He's got an archaeological drone business.
Oh, nice.
Aerial cam.
Great.
And they can pick stuff up from the air using, like,
yeah, you can.
And all sorts of things that you can't see on the ground. Fascinating.
Can't believe you brought drones up twice on this show.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing today then. We're nearly out of time.
Yeah, we are.
It's gone quick, isn't it? And it's a different dynamic, isn't it, with Mrs. Clark in the room?
Yeah, it's not as good, is it?
Well, she'll be up now.
Yeah.
Okay. Stick the kettle on, car.
No, there's no kettle, is it? Just press button.
Oh, yeah.
And it fills, it cuts the beans up, shreds them.
Oh, yeah.
Grinds them.
Yeah. It's nice.
Pump and grind.
Pump and grind. Well, I was going to go for coffee this morning, but then I got the call.
So we could have always done that instead.
Yeah, we could have done. Well, I'm going to go over to my dad's and help sort out his workshop.
That's really weird.
Which is a mess.
It could be RSI.
I don't think RSA is just pain. I don't think it's like, it's not a lump. Is it a
lump?
I
haven't got a lump, no.
Oh, could be RSI.
No, there's no lump.
Could be RSI.
No, there's no lump. The bone's the same on both sides.
Yeah.
If you press that, it's fine. If you press it on that side.
But it could be losing. You might have just strained it by over, but it, picking something heavy up or anything. Could be anything. Could be anything. If it's still there in 2 weeks.
It's a shame Dr. Wheeler's not on.
Take some ibuprofen. It's still there in 2 weeks. Come back and see me again.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, and can you just have a quick look at this?
Yeah. I haven't seen one like that before. Well,
no,
I have,
it looks just like a
smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And on that bombshell.
On that bombshell, we're going to go, aren't we?
We'll be back next week?
I think we are,
With Mrs. Clark back?
Yeah, she'll be back in here. She'll be led down her own vomit again.
Yeah, it's disgraceful behaviour.
Absolutely.
And we're having pizzas later, apparently, and a movie.
Are you?
Yep.
What are you going to watch?
I don't know. My brother will come over.
Oh, lovely.
Not his wife, because she's still in Peru.
Oh.
And my son and his girlfriend.
Mucho gusto. Yeah. All right, well, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
And we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Across Gloucester and around the world at 7fm.com and 7fm.com.